Hello and welcome to another episode of Dream a Little. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Lo. I'm an ABVL switch, and you might know me from social media as Daddy I Want This. Okay, so this episode is going to be totally different from what we're used to. If you listened to the previous episode, you know I had Al on the show who took his passion for ABDL and made it into a side hustle that brings him income. This episode, he flips the tables and actually interviews me and picks my brain, which I'm totally not used to. So we discuss my vision for Dream a Little in the future and my mission as an ABDL podcaster. We also dive into my best tips for growing a following on social media and how I plan my day so I can balance my vanilla work alongside with this side hustle of recording podcasts. Before we get started, I just wanted to say that if you've ever thought about starting your own ABDL blog, I'm going to encourage you to do so because there are so many benefits to having an online presence. Having a kink blog like a Tumblr or an Instagram makes it so easy for people to find and connect with you. And by people, I mean other ABDLs. I get asked all the time, how can I meet other ABDLs? I'm having trouble talking to other ABDLs. Well, hands down, the most effective way to do this is by posting on social media and being active. Now, I'm not suggesting you just start posting pictures on your vanilla Instagram that's connected to all your friends in real life, or I'm not suggesting you show your face, but if you find a way to keep your face out of pictures like me and share a part of your life in a safe way that works for you, I think it's a great way to meet new friends. Another benefit of having a blog is you can actually turn it into a side hustle that might even get you some free ABDL merchandise or just bring in a few extra dollars every month. I mean, come on, who couldn't use a second stream of income? We could all use a little bit more money. It all starts with adding value. No matter where your passion lies, you have something inside you that can be shared with others and can help others. You don't need to be an expert at anything in order to create a blog. You may be surprised at the value you can add to others, and it might not even be related to kink stuff. So whether you're passionate about cooking, music, video games, fitness, health, you might be surprised at what happens when you create a blog, you put yourself out there, and you start posting about things that you are really, really passionate about. You'll at the very least make some like-minded friends, and that's just the most rewarding part of this whole experience. Just remember, you don't need to be alone in this. Just try it out. It's totally free to make a blog, so you have nothing to lose. If you want to hear more about my vision for Dream a Little and tips on building an ABDL side hustle, just keep listening.
How do you view your blog evolution? Like, how do you see yourself a few years down the line? How do you see it growing Dream a Little? Like, what would be the ideal end goal for you with this?
There's so many things. I've been doing this for like a couple years now, and I can't tell you how many ideas I had before it was like, make a podcast, do this, do that, make a Patreon. Like, there's so many things that I want to do, but I think number one would be definitely create a website that's just a freestanding website, like a community where people can come.
Yeah.
And where I can video blog and just have like tons of content, like a one-stop place for people to connect with other ABDLs who can also adult and like don't want to make ABDL their whole life, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like sometimes in the community, there are people who do want to do things 24/7, and I just can't connect with that. Mm-hmm. This is something that's just something I want to do in moderation, you know? So definitely having a website, you know, I want to have some, maybe some courses or some online books or things like that where, you know, it's just adding value and helping people. Basically, I want to create the resource that I really needed before I had the conversation with my boyfriend about ABDL, because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of helpful advice out there. And it's so hard to share this with someone.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
In a way that, you know, it's like we said, there's a lot of shame attached to it. And trying to get past that shame is my – I just want to change the negative stigma that's attached to ABDL so people don't need to feel so ashamed. And have a resource where, you know, maybe you're telling your partner about it. Like, you're not going to go show them a diaper porn site. Like, that would just be too over the edge, you know? And a lot of sites is just hit or miss, but I want to have like a site that is not too overwhelming. So maybe even you could share it with your partner without them feeling like, whoa, this is creepy or this is weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And I feel like this is a really noble cause that you have, that you've taken on. I feel like that's really like a niche that you've explored that nobody else really had gone into, but at the same time, it's so necessary, I feel, for this community.
I think so.
I really applaud you for that.
Thank you.
When do you think would be like the threshold of you going full time into this? Because I know you also have a job.
Yeah.
And you're doing it on the side like I am. And so when do you think, like, what makes you pull back on this and say, okay, I'm going to wait for the right moment? Like, if you know what I mean.
It's scary. It's scary because when you have a job, you have like a set income that's guaranteed.
Yeah.
And when you are doing your own thing, nothing's really guaranteed. It's kind of unpredictable, you know, and that's just the risk you take for, you know, having the freedom to choose when you want to work and with who you want to work and actually doing something that you really care about. Because my other job, it's just something that makes me money. It's not anything that gets me out of bed, like connecting with people like you and other people I've had on the show and just people I've met online. That's when they come to me and they tell me I've helped them in some kind of way. That's what drives me.
It's way more rewarding.
Exactly. It's way more rewarding. And I feel like that's where my passion is and I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as knowing the right time, I don't know if there is necessarily a right time. Sometimes, you know, people have different opinions about it. I would like to save up, you know, an emergency fund of X dollars before.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty close to that. So I'm hoping, my goal originally this year was to be full time by December. So,
oh, wow.
I feel like I'm ready to take the leap pretty soon.
That's great. I feel like
for
anyone doing something like you are or like I am, I think you need to ask yourself, is this what makes me happy? Like, is this what makes me the happiest person I can be? And am I passionate enough to dedicate 10 to maybe like 14 hours a day to this?
And yeah, and in the beginning, you're not making any money, you know, so it's kind of like taking a leap of faith there too.
Oh, for sure. Because I feel like people sometimes they want to have that kind of side hustle and they want to get into it and they say, oh, I mean to write more. But you need to be passionate, but you also need to be like dedicated and to put in the hours, because it's not going to like work by itself.
Yes.
So
dreams don't work unless you do.
Exactly. But I feel like you've got such a nice, like such a good angle. Like your angle is what's interesting. You're making it cute and quirky to be an ATL to people who are used to seeing it as, you know, something that's gross or that's shameful or that they shouldn't appreciate about themselves. And I think you've got your angle covered. So I feel like if you put in the hours and you know that it makes you happy, you're definitely going to be successful.
Yeah, I think that anyone listening to, like, you just need to follow whatever makes you happy. Even if you think, oh man, this could never, ever, ever make me money. There's no way. Like, just do it anyways and do it consistently. And you might be surprised to find out what happens when you follow your passion and you're willing to just help people, whether it's fulfilling their fantasies through a story or like helping them talk through like some relationship advice or like helping them build their confidence. You just never know how you can help, you know?
Yeah. What do you think about this as being a full-time job, though? What do you think because there might be some cons to it as well. Like, for example, I feel like sometimes it kind of sucks that having this kind of business, you're not really able to discuss it with your friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Being able to say, hey, you know what? I've made this amount of money running an online business at the same time as I was having a regular job. You know, like, it's not something that you can really put out there, or going to a family reunion and saying, hey, so what's up with you? Oh, I'm running an ABDL podcast. You know, oh, what is that?
That's so true. And it's something that is hard. You know, it's just like being an ABDL in general. You love it. You're passionate about it, but nobody knows about it. Mm. Like, you know, even sometimes your closest lover, they don't have any idea about it.
Yeah.
And so figuring that out has been tough. Like, for friends, it's a little easier. I do tell them I have a kink podcast and a kink blog, but I don't go any further than that, except for maybe with one friend. But with my family, I mean, I would never tell them about my ABDL side. That's just my own personal opinion. So it is, it does suck to, you know, sometimes I'll mention, you know, oh, maybe you guys should start like an online business. And they're like, you can't make any money off that. And I'm like, just like, ah, I really want to mention something, but I'm just like, I'm going to let it go. You know, I guess it's just part of it. It does suck. You know, you want to like talk about the things you're doing and you're so passionate about it. But I do have those boundaries with my family where like I would not want them to know just for my own personal reasons. Some people like to do that. But for me personally, I wouldn't want to know about what their kinks are. So
no, I totally agree. And I really relate to that. Another thing that's really kind of not related to what we're just talking about, but I wanted to ask you, like, what are your tips to make your like to grow your audience and to like connect with people online?
Number one, growing your social media. It's based off of, you know, posting consistently. Also, the quality of your content, for sure, whether you're writing or you're taking pictures. You know, too often I see people posting pictures that are kind of dark and grainy and you can't really see. And, you know, so just, you know, maybe investing in a tripod or something like that to take better pictures. And most importantly, though, just being really consistent, being relatable, and offering some kind of something of value, whether it's advice or, you know, just the cuteness factor of your outfits or, you know, whatever it is, just adding that value and being consistent with it.
And being yourself.
And being yourself. Being you times two, basically.
Yeah. Being not trying to be someone you're not.
Exactly. And also people really relate with your struggles sometimes and not always just... Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just come off as unrelatable if everything's just, I'm great, everything's good. You know, you have to talk about your struggles. And that's what people will really admire about you in a weird way.
Yeah. How do you get the motivation to stay, like, to have that kind of drive to have your side hustle going?
It's hard. It's hard sometimes, you know. It takes a lot of self-discipline, and it's something that I've been working on for years and years and years, and getting better at time management, you know. Just every mm-hmm. morning I wake up and I write down a list of everything I need to do that day. Mm-hmm. And then I just look at the list and I narrow it down to the top three things that are going to make the biggest difference. And I just focus on getting those done first thing in the morning. And then after that, you know, if I'm feeling up to it, I'll do the other things. But I think the key is to have that balance and not to overload yourself every single time, but to really decipher, okay, what are the three things that I can do today that are going to make the biggest impact? And just do those three things and start with that and be consistent.
That's a really great advice.
Thanks.
I feel like it's also important to, if you want to run that kind of business, to keep learning and to read about it and to consume similar content, to explore other platforms, because something you might be doing might not, like, it might work for now, but it might not work later, or it might not work
absolutely
now, and, like, it might work better with another platform. Find your platform.
That's so true. Even with, like, you know, Periscope and things like that, you want to be one of the first people on it, you know. So learning about the new technology that's coming out and reading up on, you know, how you can better communicate with people and serve people in your community, and, you know, how to stay motivated. And I read at least 30 minutes a day, make that part of my routine. And it's usually nonfiction, just based off of like how to become mm-hmm. better at whatever it is.
Yeah, that's great too. I feel like you should always be interested in expanding your knowledge and connecting and building and just like
growing,
not just for the money, but just because being an entrepreneur in real life. Also, I feel like doing this online thing is a way to learn how to conduct business online, how to use social media. And, you know, and I'm no expert and don't claim to be, but and still have a lot to learn. But at least this is great practice, and it's forced me to write a lot, for example, like expand my vocabulary and generally use my English on a regular basis, because English is not my first language. So and so this knowledge, I feel like, can be applied to anything, and not just ABDL stories or this platform in that regard, but just in general as a hustle. It's an actual hustle. It's not just a kink thing anymore, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And going off of, you know, like what you said motivates me, having this side hustle, whatever it is, ABDL or, you know, another side business or whatever, what drives me is just having the freedom to choose how, you know, how I want to spend my day. You know, eventually I'm going to have kids. I want to be able to be home with them and work from home, whether it's ABDL stuff or not. Like, I just feel like having this knowledge, and with the fact that it's never been easier to start an online business or something online, you know, it's like, why not just try it out? Why not just do it? And whatever motivates you, whether it's to be at home with your kids eventually one day, or if it's to help like a certain community, you know, just go with it and never give up.
Yeah. Another thing that we haven't really talked about is, you know, reaching out to other people. And I feel that's something that you really understand how to do, like to understand that other creators in your specific niche don't have to be your competition, but can be like a network.
Oh, absolutely.
I think your podcast is actually like set up around that purpose. You interact with them, with other people, you ask questions, you want to find out who they are and what they like. And not just like on the podcast, even on your Patreon, when you ask questions, like, you know, I noticed that you, when you post pictures, you always try to interact with people. So I feel like this kind of business is also about building partnerships and building.
It's all about people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they have a saying, you know, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with other people.
Yeah.
And I think that is like the perfect quote for this right now. It's you can do it all on your own, but you don't have to and you really shouldn't. It's much more rewarding when you are involved with other people and are helping other people, for sure.
Totally. And that's why recently I've linked up with other writers as well. Like, I've contacted other writers who are creating content for my Patreon. Xander Chesney and Helplessly Regressed are two writers that I've been working with in the past month who are actively contributing to the Patreon. And I'm also looking into working with other writers as well and keep growing that network of writers and giving them the platform that they, so they can make a bit of income as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I think whatever makes you happy and helps yourself, not only yourself though, but other people, you know, like, why not? You're better as a team.
Exactly. How did you end up connecting with ABDL companies to advertise with them? How did that work?
You know, I don't really do that so much anymore. But when you once you start building a following and you're getting a lot of likes and reblogs on your pictures, sometimes companies will take notice of that. Mm-hmm. And they will reach out to you and they will ask you if you want to be an affiliate or if you want to work with them. And that's an easy way to just start funding your kink side. I know a lot of people reach out to me like, oh, I don't have enough money to buy diapers or I don't have enough money to buy onesies. But if you just spend, you know, and one day out of the month and you create content and you're consistent with posting, you could actually have companies reaching out to you to be an affiliate and sponsor for their products. And they'll send you free stuff sometimes, depending on the company. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll pay you a small commission on every single purchase that goes through under your name. So it's kind of a great opportunity to get kink stuff for free.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a win-win because you're putting yourself out there and you're helping other people to feel more accepted and maybe they'll relate to you. And at the same time, you're getting some products that are really awesome and potentially making a few dollars on the side.
Yeah. And yeah, I feel like this conversation is a bit all over the place because like mentioning a lot of different subjects, but just like to finish up maybe, like one last thing that I think I haven't mentioned, but is probably the most important thing, is to put your customer satisfaction first in everything that you do. And I think in order to be successful at what you're doing or what we're doing for you as well and others, you really need to understand your audience and what they want and do a lot of outreach with them. I think if you deeply care about your customer satisfaction, if you want them to enjoy the content, the way it's delivered, if you want to be able to communicate with them, you want to be able to communicate with them. And, you know, so this to me in itself is a reason to become a patron to your or mine Patreons, because you don't just pay for stories or for podcasts. You also pay for the consistency, for the delivery, and for the satisfaction in general.
And also, in addition to that, the connection to the creators themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, and having some creative input in that, because I also try to ask, you know, anytime someone becomes a patron, what do you want to see more of on the show? Like, what do you like best? What's your favorite episode? What's your least favorite episode? You know, because you always want to fine tune it and, just strive to be a little bit better and give the people what they want, you know?
Yeah, that's a win-win for in that situation as well, because they get to have better content. It's content that's more well-suited for them, and you get to learn what content to make for them to be happy.
Absolutely. It's a win-win. It gives me inspiration and gives me new tasks to work on. Awesome. Well, I think we're running short on time here now, but that was so interesting. I have not been interviewed on the show yet, so that was a first.
So thank you for being on the show.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It was so great talking to you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. Thanks. Bye.